What's up, class? Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Now, after last week's broadcast, a lot of you have asked me, what is a back shoulder throw? So I thought today's class, we sort of focus in on this and use the Tennessee Titans as a prime example. The Tennessee Titans, like a number of defenses around the league, the Seattle Seahawks and ours, use what we call a press man coverage. Now, what that means is that they're going to use the sideline as an extra defender. This corner cover is going to front this man off and run with them. So now when you're describing or diagramming plays to get it to your outside receivers, you're going to use what we call a back shoulder throw, meaning that he's going to front the receiver, not look back at the quarterback, and the quarterback is going to use his accuracy and the sideline to his advantage. Jared Cook is at the top of the screen. The linebacker is using what we call stalk technique or press man, and he's turned around, he's facing Jared Cook. As the ball is in the air, he has no way of making a play on the ball. Derek Carr uses his accuracy to put it on the back shoulder of Jared Cook, comes down for 12 yards, first down. Good heads-up play by the offense. As we move forward in the game, we see how these things are starting to develop over and over again. The defender is going to turn his back to Derek Carr, focus on the receiver running a route. In this instance, Michael Crabtree is going to get a gain for 17 yards. But when you watch this play, what stands out to me is not only the ability of getting the ball in by Derek Carr, but the catch that Crabtree has. Ball's in the air, Crabtree makes a wonderful play. There's no chance for the defender to be right here. Notice how he's focusing on the man. Crabtree does good with his hands, not to get an offensive pass interference, but look at that catch. As I said before, the reason why this is an advantage of the quarterback, he knows based on the tendency of the defense and the coverage that he's going to have one-on-one press man coverage on his receivers. Takes the chance with his accuracy and their ability to contort their body and make big-time catches, works to the offense's advantage. Really, it's a no-win situation for the defense. Derek also has to be careful for when he might be baited by corners who might watch or turn around and make a play on the ball because the ball is in the air for a long time. But that's a chance I think he's willing to take. As I said, his accuracy proves big dividends for this offense. That's a back shoulder throw, and that's a little less than a press man. Reminder, our defense does similar things, so there's similar challenges for our guys in the secondary as well. Now that does it for today, class. I'm Professor Kennedy. I'll see you next week.